Hi, I'm Pete Snodden, and welcome to the latest in the Snodcast series. You know what? You, the audience, well and truly know how to play me. And we'll highlight why and how you do it very, very shortly. Also coming up, problems with plane travel, what guys assume about women, and Kirsty gets pulled over by the police, and we're slightly miffed as to why. Plus your thoughts and feelings and everything we're talking about, and lots more. It's all here.
The Pete Snodden Breakfast Show. Snodcast.
Love that. Winter Winds, Mumford & Sons. Long overdue on this very show. It's 19 minutes to 9, and I guarantee the people love it.
You think?
Yes, 918-2001. Call me. Hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Sherelle.
Sherelle? Did you enjoy Mumford & Sons?
Yes, it's good.
Good, that's good. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. See?
I know we took more calls during that break, during that song.
Did you enjoy Mumford & Sons?
Seriously?
Did you enjoy Mumford & Sons?
No.
Oh. No.
Hi, did you enjoy Mumford & Sons?
Not really, no.
Okay, yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, did you enjoy Mumford & Sons?
It's all right, but could you play Thriller?
You're just trying to play me, right, aren't you? Just say yes.
I'm ready to go into school.
Are you? Brilliant. What's your name?
Greg,
I'll play you some Thriller, okay?
I'll support Liverpool.
Great!
Oh, you see, yeah. Even do know how to play you.
No problem, mate. It's coming next.
This is the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show Snodcast.
I was thinking about this whilst I was trying to get on the plane on the way home. Airlines now have cut the prices off their flights so much that they're trying to claw back their earning potential.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so whenever you log on now to book a flight, then you've got to go through the insurance bit. You've got to go through booking your bags. Oh my goodness, I've got two bags. That's another £40. Ah! Right? So everyone tries to squeeze everything into a wee small bag that they can bring on the plane and put in the overhead locker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that the airlines have really thought this through.
Right.
Because on my way home, there wasn't enough space in the overhead lockers for everybody's baggage. Now, I don't know what they did, but we were delayed getting off the runway whilst people were trying to fit everything into the overhead locker.
Right, okay.
Now, if every single person on that plane brings a small suitcase, it will never all fit in.
If they're the size they should be, though, they should do.
No.
They shouldn't guarantee that you can take one piece of hand luggage in that is that size that fits into the wee box at the bottom of the poster. You know those wee boxes?
Yeah.
People try to sit in them and stuff. Surely, they're going to have to make the baggage smaller. That's what's going to end up happening. It'd be like one handbag, as in like half the size of what you're allowed at the minute.
I hate those things at the airport where you have to squeeze your bag in to ensure you can take it on the plane. I'll tell you the reason why I hate it. I was returning home from Ibiza a few years back, and I was travelling through Gatwick to get my connecting flight back to Belfast.
Mm-hmm.
And my bag got stuck in it.
It obviously wasn't the right size then.
And the queues were massive and I couldn't get it out. To which I was left extremely sweaty and red-faced while people laughed. As the contraption to put your bag in fell over and hit the deck. It's true. It is true. Never been so scundered in all my life.
Missed the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show?
Hello.
You didn't? Well, here it is again anyway. The Pete Snodden Breakfast Show Snodcast.
Right, you know the other thing with regards to air travel?
Mm-hmm.
I heard this girl moaning about it whenever I was getting off the plane on the way to Madrid on the weekend. And it's very, very true. There's nothing more frustrating. You're sitting there in your seat on the plane. You have ordered your vodka and lemonade or whatever your tipple is,
mm-hmm.
and perhaps something to eat, because nowadays you have to pay for it all. You have finally got yourself, you know, up out of your seat. You've got yourself up into the overhead locker to get your wallet out. You've finally found enough change to purchase. It's all sat down in front of you. You're just about to tuck in to whatever you're eating, and next minute, boom! The seat in front is reclined as your drink goes all over you. Right? And this is what happens, right? And no one ever turns around and says, excuse me, yeah, I'm just about to recline this just to make you aware.
No, they just do it.
You just do it because the headrests are so high that you need to get up on your knees over the back of the seat to annoy the person who's probably sitting listening to their iPod.
And only kids are capable of doing that on planes.
That is true.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I can name a few.
So I'm thinking to myself, you see, this is for the people at Boeing and our friends down at Bombardier and everyone else who's involved in airline production and design. Why don't you make a little switch, light, flicky, buzzery type thing, all right, which you can push to let the person behind you know that you're just about to recline? Making sure that the drink that you've just paid £10 for doesn't go all over your lap.
You know, like lorries, whenever they're reversing.
Yeah.
You could have, this chair is about to recline. This chair is about to recline.
That, it's like a take in the move and walkway, really.
Please. Please be prepared to lift your drink before it goes in your lap.
Yeah, exactly, right? So for a friend standing Bombardier, how do we think about that for the future? It is the future.
Do you know the more annoying thing, though, than that?
What?
It's whenever you're sitting there with your wee table down and your drink and your food and everything and you're sitting on the outside, on the aisle seat. It's when the person on the window seat wants to go to the toilet.
Either that.
They just don't think things through, do they?
That's true. Or you get a trolley in the elbow, boom, as the girl is trying to sell you some aftershave that you never want.
The Pete Snodden Breakfast Show. Snodcast.
Hello?
Pete.
Yes?
See, you're talking about people reclining their seats on airplanes and throwing the drink all over people.
Yes.
You can buy a plastic device online which you wedge between your seat, the arm of your seat, and the seat in front of you, and it stops them reclining.
Oh, that's brilliant. How much does one of them cost?
It really winds people up. Virgin actually banned people from using them on some of their flights.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And then whenever they try to recline, just stand up and go, suck
it. I'm not sure the name of it, Pete, but you can buy them online. You can't, and it stops people doing it. But it not really, really miffs people when you do it.
That is brilliant. I'm going to get myself one of those. That's brilliant. Thanks very much for that.
See ya.
See ya, mate. Hello, good morning.
Hi, Pete. How's it going?
Very well.
Did you have a good weekend?
I had a cracking time, thank you. What about you?
Good man. Dead on. Just wonder about your saying about Bombardier, about the wee, of course, you were saying about the wee warning.
Yeah.
Here, what drinks are you drinking? A £10 champagne?
No. Listen to me. Everything gets hiked up. Okay, I know I'm over-exaggerating a bit, but in fairness, right, for a measure, costs €5.80?
That's worse than being in Dublin for the weekend.
Exactly.
So it is, but...
I think it's spelt over you.
I bring that up on our daily morning meeting, so about getting these wee things installed. That's always, I know what I mean, we're always there to help.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So speak to the bosses, speak to the design guys, and in all fairness, if you are going to implement this, I won't charge much.
This is the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show Snodcast.
The Wayne Bridge John Terry handshake never happened. But I believe if Wayne Bridge had thought it out correctly, it could have, and he still would have had the last laugh.
Why?
All he had to do, right, was get himself one of those electric shock rings that you put on.
Snodcast.
I found this on the internet last night.
Right, go on.
And I'm going to read this verbatim. This is an article written by a girl on an American website. She says, I'll admit it's hard to complain when a waiter automatically puts the check in front of your date, as in front of us blokes, or when women and children are evacuated first from a sinking ship. It's another fair point.
Yeah.
Don't hear us guys complaining about that. But sometimes it gets really annoying when men assume certain things about women just because we're women. And this lady has compiled a long list. Now, I'm not going to go through the entire list. I'm going to go through some of the points.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know your thoughts on this, okay? Whether you agree, whether you disagree, or gents, if you would like to add to the list, okay, of what us guys assume about women, feel free to call on 918-2010. So these are the things that really annoy this girl. She hates the fact that men automatically assume that women can't parallel park.
I'm so good at parallel... Well, see, I say that now and I'll have an accident. No, women can parallel park.
Julia can't.
Can't or can't?
Well, she's scared. I get her to get out of the car and then I do
it. Oh, Pete.
That's true.
She's never going to learn then, is she?
Yes, I know. But in all fairness, Kirsty, whenever there's a whole queue right up High Street in Bangor.
Well, that's a bit different.
Okay.
You don't make her get out of the car in High Street in Bangor. Yeah. Are you serious?
I climb across the gear stick. Next up.
Right, okay.
This woman is frustrated that men automatically assume that women know nothing about sports.
Mm-hmm. I'm not commenting on that one because I don't know an awful lot myself. But I know that there are some girls out there that do.
All right. She's also frustrated that men automatically assume that women can't operate a power drill.
I've never tried, but I'm sure it could.
Also annoyed that men automatically assume that a woman owns 10 million pairs of shoes.
Not quite.
I can vouch for that.
Mm-hmm.
She's also very frustrated that men automatically assume that women want Diet Coke, like cream cheese, and your dressing on the side.
Absolutely not. Don't agree with that one.
She also gets frustrated that men believe that women don't know how to cook a steak properly. We definitely don't do that. My mother cooks a cracking steak, as does my wife.
Okay. As do I, may I add. Not that you've ever tried one of my steaks, but yeah, I have witnesses.
She is also extremely frustrated, this lady, okay, that men automatically assume that women are not into watching porn.
What?
I'm waiting for the response.
So, you set me up.
So?
Porn? I don't have any.
This is the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show Snodcast.
We're slightly confused. This morning, Kirsty got pulled over on the way to work this morning.
Yeah, it did.
For going too slow?
For going too slow.
But it was a 30-mile-an-hour zone. What speed were you doing?
Well, at the time, because I thought he was pulling me over for speeding, I was doing 35. And I think it's a 30 zone.
Right.
But saying that, I passed through.
So you were going too slow?
Yeah.
And a 35 and a 30?
He said I was
driving. That can't be right.
I know. My heart was going a dinger. I don't get pulled over by the police. It wasn't much fun, I can tell you. Anyway, he let me go.
Why is it right?
I said, why have you pulled me over? After we had a quick chat about other things that we talked about on the show. He said, because you were driving so slow. And I said, well, that's because you were behind me. Because as soon as you know there's a police car behind you, you're very careful.
Of course you are. Because you know why? It puts the fear of God into
you. It does. And in the residential part of the road, obviously that's a 30. Now, I just left the residential part, but there's no road sign to say you can drive at 40 there. So in the industrial area, can I go up to 40 miles an hour in that road? I don't know.
A friend of mine got pulled over as well a wee while ago. It does put the fear of God into you whenever the police are sitting behind you. I don't know how you feel about this yourself whenever
you
hit
it. I was hoping he would drive into one of the estates,
but
he didn't.
He was going down a hill, okay, and he was braking because he didn't want to go over the speed limit.
Yeah.
And he was pulled over for staying at the speed limit because he was braking. Too many brakes. You see, if your lights keep on coming on and off, then they pull you over for that as well. There you go.
Wow.
Anyway,
so, no, I'm
so
confused.
You okay this morning?
I'm okay, yes. Thank you very much.
Slightly nervous in the way to work?
Until I got to the roundabout and he turned a different way, then I was fine. But he actually let me out of my driveway as well.
Very nice.
So I don't want to annoy him because he knows where I live.
That's very true.
But, yeah.
Now, tell everybody exactly what you said at the time, because I think you may have landed me in it.
Well, the conversation started like this. Can I see your driving license, please? And I'm like, sorry, I don't have it on me. And then it says, I'm Kirsty from Cool. I need to be at work for 6 to read the news.
In other words, that should have been, do you not know who I am?
No. I would never say that. But I was hoping that he might have been listening to the show and recognised the voice and sort of go, right, okay, well, I know who you are.
Right, okay.
And doesn't need driving license for identification purposes. So anyway, he said, oh, by the way, it is illegal to drive through puddles and soak people. And I said, well, that's what I said. And he says, no, you didn't. And I said, no, I did. It was Pete said that it wasn't illegal.
What? So now I'm going to get pulled over for saying something that I never said in the first place. Thanks very much.
The Pete Snodden Breakfast Show. Snodcast.
Hi, who's that?
Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, do you know what I'd like to know?
Go ahead.
See the way they pull Kirsty over at 6 o'clock on a Thursday morning?
Yeah.
Where are they on a Sunday afternoon when everybody's doing 30 and a 60? All them new drivers.
The football kicks off at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, so but that's something. You're going to need more than an hour to get home if everybody's doing 30 and a 60.
That's true. All right, well, thanks for that.
Cheers.
Cheers, Andrea. Valid point.
That doesn't happen to me very often.
What?
Getting stuck behind people driving slow. It's actually really hard to drive at 30 miles an
hour
on some roads.
Go out on Sunday afternoon, Kirsty. Listen, it's no problem. It takes you forever and a day.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah. And you get a wee
especially on a sunny Sunday afternoon.
Absolutely. You get a wee tractor thrown in for good measure as well. I mean, never stop them.
Bikes as well. The odd bike.
Suzette.
Yes. Listen, I've just come off the Hillhead Road at Ballyclare onto the main line that goes to Lyme.
Yeah.
And there's been an accident, and I'm afraid people are rubbernecking as well, which is actually going to hold the traffic right the way down into Ballyclare.
What do you think of rubberneckers?
What I think of rubberneckers, I think they're a pain in the bum, to be perfectly honest, because they cause more accidents anyway.
Yeah.
But listen, Pete, I got to go because I actually am legally speaking to you, but I've pulled off the road and I need to get to work.
All right.
If you would say hello to all my pupils and the other teachers in Monkstown Community School, that'd be super.
Listen, you got a job as a DJ any day.
I know, listen, but you know what? I think you're really sad going to the dogs.
Why?
It's just a wee bit sad watching a wee poor wee rabbit thing being chased.
Yeah, I know, but it's not real.
I know it's not real. That makes it even sadder. Listen, gotta go.
Bye.
The dogs love it. The dog's night out is a great night out.
But here, hold on a wee second.
Yes.
How's that sad? Does that woman like cruelty to animals? It's fake. Imagine the dog's got, you know, the hold of a real one.
I wouldn't want to see that.
This is the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show Snodcast.
Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling better than I did yesterday, which is good.
That's good. Kirsty had a day from
hell yesterday, really.
Unbelievably so.
One thing after another. And there's a whole list of other things I haven't mentioned yet.
Car broke down, stop by please. Boyfriend got 3 points.
And a fine.
And a fine. Then 3 points and a fine. Yeah. Sound like that ad. What else went wrong?
Andy got a flat tire in work yesterday as well on the works van.
A flat tire and 3 points in a fine in one day.
My Hoover has packed up. Washing machine sounding dodgy.
Kirsty, this is Feel Good Friday, not Lose the Will to Live Friday.
Will you play us a tune? Play me a tune.
What?
Music matters.
Doesn't matter. We can't do that. That's not what it's about. Oh,
somebody asked for music matters.
It's not about us. It's about the listeners.
Cheer us up this morning.
It's about the listeners. So it's 918-2010. Give us a call, please. Tell us why you're feeling good and I will play you a tune and sure, we'll have a bit of crack. All right? Can't say further than that. Today is National Doodle Day.
Great. You do doodles quite a lot. I do doodles a lot as well.
Yeah.
Your doodle... I would love to know what this means, actually. Because one of your doodles, because I know you've got lots, but one of them is like a wee caricature of yourself.
No, it's
with
not.
It's
not a caricature of myself.
It looks like you.
It's nothing to do with me. It's just some random wee sort of...
It's like a wee me or something.
It's not me. That's the point. It's not specifically meant to look like me. It's just this wee dude that I draw all the time. That whenever I was developing my art skills back in primary school, I always drew this wee dude.
Yeah.
Don't know why. And I've just always drawn this wee dude the whole way through my life whenever I'm doodling.
Oh, so even when you were younger?
Yeah.
You drew this wee dude like you older.
This wee dude, right,
mm-hmm.
came about in primary school and I've been drawing him ever since.
He does look like you.
It's not meant to look like me. It's not specifically...
No, I know, but I'm just saying it's coincidentally, looks a wee bit like you.
What do you doodle?
I do repetitious patterns. And then I would shade...
La-di-da.
No, well, I'm trying to think the best way to explain it. I draw lots of...
Repetitious, what a word.
Well, there's repetition in it. And then I would shade in, like chessboards and stuff.
Nice, okay.
Do you know what I mean? I would do it like that. Or flowers. I do a flower, the same type of flower all the time.
So if you know what any of that stuff means, feel free to call us. 918-2010. Some celebrity doodles are being auctioned on eBay today for National Doodle Day. Now, if you want some absent-minded celebrity doodling, all right, my advice to you is pick up a copy of a book written by Katie Price.
Missed the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show?
Hello.
You didn't? Well, here it is again anyway. The Pete Snodden Breakfast Show Snodcast.
Hello.
Morning, Pete. Any chance we could change it from Feel Good Friday till Laugh My Arse Off Friday?
Why?
because Kirsty's talking about her boyfriend getting 3 points in his license.
And you're laughing at that?
No, my mate. Done exactly the same for speeding. And on the way down to Hannah's producer to the police station, he was fined another 3 points for lifting his mobile phone in the space of 24 hours.
Can I just say, and you're laughing at this?
Yes. 6 points. And £120 fine in 24 hours.
You sick and sad individual.
I
wouldn't wish that on anybody. I know he did wrong. I know he was speeding. And I know he picked up his mobile phone. And he shouldn't have been doing it. But you wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Yeah, Pete, give him a mention anyway, just a second.
What's his name?
Andrew. Brilliant job.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Definitely, Pete. I never lost him once in all my life.
Have a lovely day.
You too, young Kirsty. Take care.
I have to say, you've changed your tune a bit, Pete.
What?
Whenever you're watching Road Patrol and I or something or whatever it was, you used to come in here and say, hilarious, loved it, it was great, laughed my way through it.
Yeah, that's actually very true. You're totally right. You know, I'm so hypocritical.
So it's only funny when there's a film crew with the policeman. Thankfully, yesterday with myself, there wasn't. But you would have had a right laugh if there had been.
I would have directed everybody to the YouTube site where it was posted.
This is the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show Snodcast. It begins.
Now, last night was the Oscars. And I set up, as I do each and every year, to try and get through as much of the Oscars as I possibly can. Didn't do too well this year. I was sort of sleeping, sort of dozing on and off. Yesterday I felt awful. I don't know why, I just felt horrendous yesterday. So I lent us a tea for most of the day and... And then I know.
Were you out Saturday night?
I was out Saturday night,
yes. What time did you get in at?
Sometime before 5 o'clock.
Right. that might explain it.
No, it was nothing to do with that.
Of course it wasn't.
I think it was just a lack of sleep catching up with me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I watched the red carpet coverage live last night on E! You know what? I always feel for the person who gets sent over by Sky TV to cover the Oscars on the red carpet. It's a bit of a poison chalice, really. Angela Griffin, who now has this show on weekday afternoons called Angela and Friends, mm-hmm. where her and her mates sit round and gossip about things like boyfriends and meh. It's a bit like Loose Women. It's just Angela Griffin hosts it.
Right.
It's sort of Sky One's equivalent of Loose Women, but sometimes they get a bloke in there, like a token bloke. So Jeremy Edwards is sometimes on there.
Right, okay.
You know the guy that used to be in Hollyoaks years and years and years ago, and then wasn't he on Dancing on Ice last year?
Yeah, and I'm sure he was in Holby City or Casualty.
Yeah,
the pair.
That's the guy, right? So anyway, they have a token meal on there as well the odd time. And because they couldn't rip off solely Loose Women. Anyway, so Angela Griffin gets sent over for Sky on the red carpet last night. And I'm sorry, I know the whole of the world's media is there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I appreciate that they probably go over with a smaller team than most. But I don't understand who get the pleasure of watching it. It was thrown together.
Right. Okay.
I felt for her because I just felt for her. If you hadn't watched it last night, it was quite cringeworthy, to be honest. That's a gig in life that I would love, by the way. Just putting it out there.
I was going to say, though, imagine the much research you would have to do ahead so that you knew who everybody was as they came down the red carpet.
It depends who your production team is. It's how good the producers are. Because
right,
they should have you well and truly prepped up and mm-hmm. raring to go and make sure. Anyway, so I flicked on to E. Unbelievable. Ryan Seacrest and all those punters over there. They know how to do it.
They do know how to do it.
They know how to do it.
But then they know everybody.
That's true.
Personally,
so
probably.
Anyway, it then came on to the Oscar ceremony. Alec Baldwin, Steve Martin, all very, very good. Snodden falls asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know the big winner. Of course, Sandra Bullock. Very good. Hurt Locker won numerous. We'll get the full rundown of the big movers and shakers and who won what in this morning's Daily Dirt at 7:25. But ladies and gentlemen, there's some big news for you this morning. According to the text this morning, have you looked up who won Best Makeup? Is there an Oscar for Best Makeup?
There is. Paul Kennedy will be very happy.
Yes, indeed. All you Star Trek fans out there, you know what? It's been a long time coming, but you should be extremely pleased this morning. As well, you know what? William Shatner will be absolutely ripping.
He will, because he never won an Oscar for any Star Trek things. But don't worry, it's finally come. The Oscar has landed. For every Star Trek fan out there, you've won Best Makeup. Wow!
The Pete Snodden Breakfast Show. Snodcast.
It's out for dinner on Friday night, and hooked up with a few friends who I haven't seen in a while. And my friend Mark started to make me feel a bit guilty.
Why?
Because I haven't been out running on the roads yet for this Titanic Quarter 10K race that I'm taking part in April.
Is it a race or a run?
It's a run. Well, it's a race.
It doesn't have to be a race.
Okay.
As long as you go and you take part and you enjoy it and it's all for a good cause, then everyone's happy. It's not a race.
I'm doing it for Cash for Kids. If you'd like to take part, you can register via our website, coolfm.co.uk. It's all around the Titanic Quarter, 10 kilometres. I want to try and do it in under an hour.
Right. You'll do it under an hour.
Well, I'm hoping so. I've been going to the gym and stuff, but I haven't been out running the road. And you know yourself, running the road is different than running on the mat on a treadmill.
Yeah. Listen, I did 8K once in just about an hour, slightly over an hour. So you're fitter than me. You'll do 10K in under an hour easy.
Well, we'll see. Anyhow.
And that was with no training.
If you would like to take part, feel free, get yourself to our website to have a look. Anyway, my friend Mark is a triathlon person.
Mm-hmm.
So he trains for triathlon season that's coming up. And he's doing like 5 or 6 triathlons from, I don't know, end of April right the way through to September. I thought, well, fair play to you. Fair play to you. I was asking about his triathlon and what's involved and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're on the bike and then you're in the pool or in the sea and you run the roads. Anyhow, he said something very embarrassing happened to one of his friends.
What's that?
Think how scundered you would be, okay, right? You've done your swim and you're getting on your bike, right? And it's all about health and safety, remember? And you're about 11 miles into the triathlon. You're a bit out of puff, right? You're trying to concentrate to keep your breathing going. All right, and you hop on your bike. And as you reach the 11-mile point over the tunnel, you hear, number 314, your helmet's on, back to front.
As heard every weekday mornings, when you wake up. That was the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show, Snodcast.